I need that extra piece of cake now. And squish it down a little bit. I got a little more room. And you're going to eat and go to bed on it. How many of us done that? Every one of us guilty sitting up in here. But Jesus, but Jesus said, bless is the man that endures temptation. Because I'm telling you, ice cream is tempting to me. Not near as bad as it used to be. The reason, it's still tempting, but the reason why it's not tempting, because I can say no now. Chocolate cake is tempting to Jimmy Jones. I'll be thinking about, oh man, look at all that rolls of chocolate up on that cake. But blessed is the man that endures what? Temptation. For when he is what? Tried, he shall receive what? Because Satan don't want you to receive. He won't talk you out of it, because he have been thrown out of it and he can't get in on it. Now he want you out of it. And he doesn't care what he has to do to get you out of it. But blessed is the man that endures temptation. Hallelujah. When he is tempted, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that what? Love him. Do you love God more than you love chocolate? Do you love God more than you love that extra biscuit you want to eat after you had your evening meal? Which one you love the most? Pastor, go on, preach, stop meddling with us. Let no man say who? Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot what? Be tempted with evil. Neither tempt he what? Any man. And Jesus said to Satan, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He was telling him to jump, throw yourself off the temple, and God will, by his angel, bear you up in the hand, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Now, why would Jesus, this is what he's saying, well, now, why would I do that? There's no reason for me to be on the temple. In other words, why would I jump off and there's no reason for me to do it? For me to do something like that and God didn't tell me to do it, I'm tempting God. So he says, written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Being single-minded. Hallelujah. Here's Abraham. God said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Genesis 15:1. Let's go there. This is what God promised him. This is where Paul quoting and talking about. Genesis 15:1. Are you there? After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, stay single-minded, Abram, for I am thy shield and what? and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And this steward of my house, is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given me no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. So he wanted Eliezer to be his heir. And behold, look, and now behold, the Lord said, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, what? This shall not be thine heir. This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come, listen, come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. Who's going to be your heir, Abraham? One that come out of your own bowels. Now watch it now. And he brought him forth. Now watch. He brought him forth. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven. Tell the star, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And Abram did what? And he did what? Now, how many of you are going to believe God when he says, you're healed? He was thinking this person in his household was going to be his heir. He said, no, he's not. The one's going to be your heir coming out of your own bowels. God said, I'm your God that have healed you. I'm God that's going to keep you. Let every kind of coronavirus, every kind of other kind of virus, the home cone, the known cone, and not, let them come. I am the one that keeping you. You ain't got to be moved by none of this stuff. I brought you forth and you committed your life to me, and I told you no man can pluck you out of my hand. I told you if you live godly, you'll see persecution, but be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome the world. I told you, you are of God, little children. Didn't you say it? Didn't he say it? Then he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Well, why are you double-minded? Why are you taking on other thoughts? Why are you considering something else? I just don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm just as broke as I can be. You know, it's not bad to be broke, but you know what? It's bad to be poverty-minded. A broke man can get some money, but a poverty-minded man, you ain't going to do nothing with it. Yeah, he or she will have to be delivered. What is God saying? In these hours, you got to be single-minded. Single-minded. I'm simple. What you mean I'm simple? I just simply believe God. I don't try to figure out. I don't try to reason out. I don't fool with none of that stuff. I don't clout my mind with that. I don't get involved with that. I just rest in his promise. I believe he'll take care of me. I believe if I do what he said, if I spend some time with him, I spend time with him, seeking him and hearing what he had to say and do what he had to say. I don't have to figure out how I'm going to make it. I don't have to figure out where my job's at. I don't have to figure out. He leads me to him.